Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. We are back inside the building once again, and I'm so excited to be here for another edition of the Interview Hour as we continue our conversational series looking at discussions and breakdowns with different artists from around the UK and, of course, worldwide, looking at the journeys they've been on, the sounds they're creating, and, of course, what is on the way for them today. We're joined by one of the most exciting names we've had on in a hot minute. Really excited to get into this one today. Someone who's really kind of pushing boundaries with the sounds he's creating, the sounds of Chris Budden, joins us right now. How are you, sir?
Yes, my brother, I'm blessed, man. Thanks for having me, man.
It's good to get you on, man. It's really good to get you on because I've been seeing your name pop up for a little while now. So when the email arrived, I was very excited to immediately say yes as soon as I could to try and get you on for a bit of a conversation. Now, first of all, how are things your end? It looks like things are starting to pick up quite a lot.
Yeah, things blessed, man. Just coming back from the pandemic, obviously, it's been hard for like independent artists to get out there and do shows and stuff, but I've been settling quite well since we've come out of lockdown. And yeah, man, I'm just trying to get the ball rolling and push this new single I got.
There we go. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. Obviously, with lockdown, it was a difficult period, as I said, for a lot of independent artists. It was a difficult period to actually push music, I feel, in a lot of traditional ways, because there was so much noise online from so many people. Actually standing out was quite difficult. Like, obviously, off the back of that and there not being any kind of releases from yourself for a couple of years, like, how did you actually transition out of that? Did you have, like, a method of getting back into the studio? Or, like, what was your process of transitioning out?
Well, it was really hard, like, mental health wise as well. I saw like a therapist, and I had like close friends and family around me, and I don't know, man. I feel like I just freestyled it, kind of like in terms of getting back to myself. I didn't really know what was going to be the main cause to make me feel the way I felt before the pandemic. But I just tried different methods, as in like songwriting. I got into producing, making beats. I started designing my own clothes. And yeah, I just found little other hobbies. I like playing football as well on the side. So I just found little activities to keep my mind ticking, to get back to where it was before the pandemic. And
That makes sense, man. It makes sense. It's cool to hear, though. It's cool to hear that there wasn't, like, I suppose, a creative block. You were still kind of getting a level of creativity out there via different avenues, as you said, like working on the clothing side of things as well. I mean, this is where it gets quite interesting, because obviously I feel as an artist, you've got quite a pronounced sound. You're quite instantly recognizable for the sort of sounds you create. Again, that sort of really nice blend of kind of, I suppose, sort of R&B styles, the trap styles in there. There's the electronic stuff in there as well. Like, for someone who hasn't heard your sound before, how would you describe it from your perspective?
Very Atlanta influenced, very American influenced. That's the type of music I listen to. Obviously, I'm from London, I'm from the UK, so I got a bit of grime in my style, but it's very American influenced. My favorite artist is Lil Wayne, Young Thug, The Future, The Tory Lanez, so you'd hear them in my sound.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense, man. And it's cool to hear as well, because I think with the thing that I was very kind of instantly enthralled with when I heard what you were doing was just how kind of, I suppose, a combination of energetic and powerful it was. Like, these are tunes that definitely I can imagine hit really well in the dance. I can imagine they're really kind of cool to hear in a live atmosphere. Talk me through, I suppose, your sort of typical studio process, because this is something I love asking people. Everyone seems to have different methods and kind of ways of, I suppose, songwriting or catching the vibe. Like, what would a typical studio session be for you?
It would be me, my manager, producer, some close friends, maybe some girls in the background if that's the mood, and just vibes, alcohol, some Caribbean food. And yeah, man, just vibes, man. I don't ever go to studio and think about, like, I need to make like a hit record or I need to record this. I kind of just go there and freestyle. And yeah, like, if a song comes, if I feel creative enough to get on a song or like a beat that's playing, I'll get on. If not, then I'll just chill out and just vibe, man, and wait for that feeling to come, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I think it's good to not... this is the thing. When you're, I suppose, trying to push a lot of content out there, you can kind of almost fall into that trap, I suppose, of having to push stuff out there that you wouldn't necessarily be as happy with if you didn't have those kind of restraints, which is... It's kind of cool to hear that you're very much along the lines of, I'm going to wait till the right thing happens, you know? That's a cool thing to hear.
Yeah, I feel like music is art, you know. You can't force art. I feel like art is a term of expression. So I feel like if you don't feel like expressing yourself, you shouldn't, because it's never going to come out genuine or natural.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, no, that does make sense, man. It's a cool thing to kind of see, obviously, especially having the kind of break from releasing that you've had, obviously, since Hail Mary back in 2020. Would you say, in regards to the actual new sort of direction you're pushing, obviously, we're going to talk about the new single in a second more specifically, but I suppose everyone's always got, like, songs in the tuck. Everyone's always got songs that haven't kind of been released yet. Would you say your sound has switched up much since then in, I suppose, just the way you view it more than anything else? Are you doing anything differently?
Yeah, I feel like I've grown more and more mature, and the experiences that I've been going through has been reflected on my sound a lot. So like recently I was involved in a bad accident. So like my feelings have been up and down as of recent, and I've just been on some slow trap soul type of vibe. As in before, I was more on like the 140 BPMs. I was like on like faster instrumentals, like more bass hitting instrumentals, more like a party vibe type thing. But now I'm on some like really deep, feeling vulnerable on a beat and just expressing how I'm feeling at the moment.
It's a cool
vibe that I'm on right now.
It's a cool directional switch up, though, especially kind of having, I suppose, those ones in the catalogue and kind of moving into this, I suppose, as you say, more mature kind of direction of both songwriting and sort of, I suppose, arrangement style more than anything else. Obviously, the new one goes by the name Confessions. I really, really like the tune, by the way. It's one of the ones that immediately kind of caught my ears whilst I was listening. I know there's a few people that have been saying a similar thing as well. Like, how have you found the response to this tune just from the public in general? Have you found the response?
Quite surprised, to be honest, because Confessions don't sound like anything that's out there at the moment. It's really different. And I didn't really think people would cater to it that much, but a lot of people have given me good responses, to be fair. Everyone's feeling it. The streets are going crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
The radios are supporting it. The magazine covers. A lot. I'm getting good support from this, man. The streams are doing really well as well.
I was gonna say, yeah, there's I've got some stats in front of me in regards to streams, which are crazy. 14,000 streams in the first week is a pretty phenomenal figure, especially when you kind of add into that there wasn't really any kind of editorial support across Spotify. That's pretty much just off you and the sort of natural exposure of the tune. Like that must give you a pretty good feeling to kind of go, you know what, I'm trying something different, and this is how good the response has been.
Yeah, amazing, to be honest, because I always felt like in my career, especially coming from the UK, that like, I don't get the support that I necessarily want. Not saying that I need everyone's support, but it's like when you're creating a different sound and it's not the sound that the radios are pushing or like the labels are pushing, it's quite hard to get on that playlist and stuff and get the recognition that you deserve. So yeah, man, I'm quite happy with the results, and hopefully it just grows from here.
Definitely, man. I think it will, and I think this is the sort of thing. With a tune like this, this is one that it's not necessarily stuck to the time, you know? This hasn't got, like, a sell-by date on it. This is a tune people can discover in 5 years. This is the tune that I feel people can kind of come to at any moment, and obviously there are quite a few potent messages within the tune as well. The thing that I'd like to ask on this one as well is, obviously, moving into a more sort of live perspective, is this a chance you've had the opportunity to, I suppose, perform in front of people yet, or is this one you're still kind of holding? Haven't had the opportunity to do yet.
I haven't had an opportunity yet, but I do have a show next week at the, what's it called? It's in Shoreditch. What's the venue called? Snap, forgot the venue. But yeah, I do have a show, and it's on the I Am Next platform. I'm not too sure if you've heard of it. He's an upcoming presenter. He works for No Jumper UK. He does a lot of interviews and like a lot of like underground shows and stuff. So the lineup's good. There's a couple other upcoming artists, and yeah, that'll be the first time I'll be performing it. So if you're locked in right now, I'll be performing next week on the 20th of May.
Amazing, man. I mean, that again, this is the kind of thing, having kind of had that break and then jumping back into this whole sort of scenario, what would you say for yourself is the thing you're kind of most looking forward to doing that you haven't had the opportunity yet? I would presume it's performing live, but are there any other things that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, holiday. I ain't been on holiday in a while, to be honest. I just been listening to my music on holiday, man, on the beach, man, drinking some cocktails, to be honest. But yeah, getting out there live as well and getting that energy from the fans and just meeting people that appreciate your music, man. There's no better feeling than that. So yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, no, I can completely agree, man. I can completely agree. And I think this does very much move me quite nicely onto the next question. And I was asked by a friend of mine who has been listening to what you're doing music-wise. He was actually someone who introduced me to you before I got sent the emails over and the promos. I was like, this guy's cold. When I told him that I had you on the show, he did basically make me promise to ask when the next kind of single is coming, because I know we always ask for follow-ups and when the next thing is. But is there any kind of update in regards to a sort of follow-up single to this, or are you very much focusing on pushing Confessions for the time being?
Focus on pushing Confessions to the time being, because I felt like my downfall, or what was holding me back previously when I first started music, was my marketing. So I just want to take some time and push this and for it to reach its full potential, and then think about the next single.
That makes sense. It does make sense. And again, I'm definitely in agreement with you, especially when you said kind of earlier about wanting to make sure you're pushing, I suppose, quality and stuff that feels like you're doing the right thing, that inspiration has actually genuinely come to you, rather than just kind of dropping material because you have to drop material. You know, I think it's probably a good way to kind of go. But with this as well, we do obviously want to try and find out what's kind of coming. So for the rest of the year, like, what's your sort of schedule looking like? Is it going to be pretty much Confessions for the next few months and then moving into a different kind of area? Like, what's the rest of this year looking like for you?
Confessions, to be honest, that's the only thing that's on my schedule right now, is just pushing Confessions. And I'm looking to do a live acoustic for Confessions, like a live performance with like a guitarist, a pianoist, some backup singers. And yeah, man, I just really want to show people where my mind was at when I was writing Confessions and when I recorded it. And I feel like I just need to create different types of content to keep people engaged and excited about the song. I don't feel like a video is enough. A video and a couple of streams is not enough.
No, I'd agree. And I think this, again, this is something I've said on this show a fair few times, especially when you are extremely happy, I suppose, with a finished single or a finished song in general. The most important thing is getting the most out of it. There's nothing more frustrating than having a banger that just kind of gets left, you know, and then you're on to the next one, on to the next one. There's nothing more frustrating than that.
No, 100%.
And I think... I was going to say one more thing with this as well. With sort of these live shows, I'm assuming you're going to try and look to play a few more following on from this one next week.
Yeah, man. I just need to get the bookings, man. It's been a while since I've been out. I haven't been releasing music, so I just need to be more active, get more out there, and yeah, hopefully I get the bookings that I need.
There we go. Well, there we go. My friend, I've got to say, it's been great getting you on the show today and obviously trying to find out a bit more about your sort of, I suppose, musical background and where your kind of mind is at when it comes to actually writing the tunes you're doing. Like, for me, that's my favourite part about doing these interviews, actually getting to dive into, I suppose, the inspiration and the kind of journeys that people have been on. So I want to say thank you for coming on. It's been great to have you on, man. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for pushing a song. Thank you for having me. And yeah, hopefully you can do this again soon, man, when my next single's out.
That's what I'm talking about. 100% there, man. I'm very excited to hear the next one down the line. But for the time being, Confessions is where it's at, and we're going to jump into the sounds of this one next. Do keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We're live on the Big Bad Trickstyle Radio this morning. One more time, just before we do jump into the new single, however, can we just find out where is the best place to follow you on social media? What's the best platform and how can people find you?
Instagram is chrisbudden__. Twitter is chrisbudden__. My TikTok is chrisbudden__. I pretty much put the same username for all platforms across the border. And Confessions is out on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, all the digital platforms. So yeah, lock in, man.
There we go. Good stuff, man. Thank you for joining us on the show today. It's been great. Have a good one and we'll chat soon, okay?
Thank you, Jay, man. Appreciate it.
Big up, big up. Each and every time. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We're live on Trickstyle Radio this morning. This is Breakfast with Kovu. Don't go anywhere.
Trickstyle Radio. Live from the South Coast.